Welcome to the Jeffers Brief, only on Contra Radio Network.
John Jeffers here for the Jeffers Brief, only on Contra Radio Network. Good evening, April 26. Before we get started, I know a lot of you guys have been asking this for a while, so I'm going to do it. That's right, we're going to do it. But first, let me find out what it is I wanted to do here. Yes. There we go. That's what I want to do. All right. Hey, for those of you that were so kind, and please keep it up. I appreciate it because it's starting to show some results slowly but surely. If you go to live365.com, punch in Contra Radio Network. And when you're done playing on the computer for the evening or the day or whatever, do me a favor. Click on the play button. You can mute your speakers and just go ahead and let it play. That way we get some audience numbers built up and whatnot. I'd really appreciate it. Some of you have done it. Thank you, thank you. It's starting to show some results. I'm glad you like it. I'm picking up some more tunes tomorrow from a friend of mine, former co-workers, who have donated lots of CDs to me. So I got to return, a good 6-inch stack of CDs and pick up another one. And then we'll just continue to build that library there. All right. Many of you have been asking to do this show for a while. And tonight we're going to talk about it. We're going to call it, it's from the Patriot Caller. I really like what they did here. It's bang for your buck, the 11 best semi-automatics on a budget. I know, it's a firearm show. I'm sure Brandon would love this right now. So, when it comes to self-defense, the vast majority of military and tactical experts choose to carry a sidearm rather than a shotgun or rifle. Semi-automatic pistols, in specific, are hands-down winner when you put it into the vote. And the reasons are simple. Semi-auto pistols offer a great deal of tactical advantage over other firearms. They're lighter, more compact, they hold plenty of ammo, and for these reasons, they make much more practical, everyday carry than a pump shotgun or even a Colt revolver. Plus, there's something really nice about squeezing off a few rounds through a semi-auto. Advances in technology have made these guns a real pleasure to shoot. So, when you're choosing a handgun, you're buying your first handgun can be intimidating. I'll be the first to admit it. Not only are there hundreds of choices, but there are literally millions of snobby opinions to wade through as well. So, you know what they say about opinions, right? So, to simplify things a little bit, we're going to go over this, and it's really that these are opinions only, but the reviews of all these guns are objective as can be done. The most important thing to understand is that you can't go wrong with any of these weapons. They're affordable, reliable, and fun to shoot. And should the shit hits the fan, well, you'll be ready. So let's get started with it. Let's talk about the Springfield XDM. I like the Springfield. I shot it. I like it. But that's me. The Springfield XD series has quickly become a fan favorite among pistol enthusiasts, approaching even the Glock in popularity. The XD is another polymer frame gun, much like the Glock, with ambidextrous magazine releases, grip safety, and a trigger action safety. The sharp three-dot sights are easy to get comfortable with, and even the shorter models are highly accurate. When you put the XD and a Glock side by side, the comparisons just can't be avoided. The XD is a bit narrower than the Glock, and the controls and safety are slightly larger than those on the Glock. Now, the 40 caliber XD model comes equipped with two 13-round magazines, so you've got plenty of firepower for the range, but less than you'd get with the XD's younger brother, the XDM, which has a 16-in-1 in the pipe capacity. Retail is around $549. Let's talk about the Glock M23. The Austrian-made Glock revolutionized the handgun forever with this polymer design. Early detractors made fun of it, looking like a block of plastic, but most have since been won over by the Glock's simple, lightweight, and nearly indestructible design. And judging by how many lookalikes have flooded onto the market, many shooters have come around how the Glock's appearance as well. The M23 is a compact model that is easy to carry, fun to shoot, and yet versatile enough to serve pretty much any pistol shooting application out there. Many federal organizations, such as the FBI, carry this mid-size Glock as opposed to the smaller M22. Expert after expert will tell you that if you're not only going to own one pistol, this is the one to get. Retail, about $549. Oh yeah, this is one I like too. It's the Smith & Wesson M&P 9mm. Smith & Wesson is a legendary name in firearms history, and the M&P lineup does the name proud at a price point that most shooters can afford. With the state-of-the-art polymer frame, slim profile, and an empty weight of just 24 ounces, there's a lot more to like about the M&P than just the price. In fact, lots of experienced shooters say this model belongs right alongside Glock and Sig Sauer. Heresy alongside Sig Sauer? No, I reject it outright. It's heresy. When it comes to performance, reliability, and design, look, I'm a Sig guy. I've relied on Sig to protect my life for 26 years, but like I said, I'm a Sig guy. But when I did start the sheriff's office, I had a Colt Trooper Mark III. That was my first, before we made the transition from wheel gun to semi-auto. And then after that, I had a King Cobra. I really like that one, too. Anyways, certainly the 17-round magazine gives you plenty of firepower. The M&P is heavier than the Glock 17 by about 3 ounces, which is not significant enough to make a difference with most shooters. The gun is possibly the best balance of value and performance you'll find in a new, straight-out-of-the-box handgun. Plus, Smith & Wesson handguns are still American-made, which is somewhat of a rarity. Retail is about $442. Let's talk about the Ruger P95. It's hard to beat Ruger if you're a value shopper. But if budget is your absolute bottom line, then the Ruger P95 should come first on your shopping list at around $350. The P95 is clearly the most bang for your buck. Don't get hung up on the P95's low price, though. The gun was initially designed to be as reliable as it was affordable. These pistols are a little on the bulky side, built on an older platform, which means the design is tried and true. Police and armed service personnel have carried the P-Series pistols for several decades, unlike a few of the upstarts that you have on this list. Next up, the CZ-75 Compact. Designed in Czechoslovakia in 1975, this is one of the few guns on this list that predates the Glock era in handgun history. The 75's continued popularity is a testament to how nicely built this firearm is. If you pick one up, you'll know exactly why the 75 has so many loyal fans. The Czechs have a highly respected firearm tradition on par with the Americans and Austrian brands, so don't be deterred by national labels. The 75 is as sleek as it is simple. The controls on the sight are functional, but nothing special. This gun's primary claims to fame are the way it fits in your hand and the fact that it was equipped with one of the earliest 16-round magazines. Retails for around $499. Next up, the Sig Sauer P250. All shooters recognize the name Sig Sauer as a European manufacturer synonymous with Swiss quality and German reliability. Most shooters would also typically associate this brand with a pretty hefty price tag, the type typically assigned to luxury imports. With the very competitively priced 250, that's certainly not the case. While not Sig's flagship handgun, the sleek P250 allows shooters to take advantage of the brand's innovation at a modest price. To be for full disclosure, I had a Sig P250 9mm. I gave it to my daughter for Christmas. Why? She likes shooting and she's not bad at shooting. Plus, it's here's another side note. Reason why I like SIGs, they're the most true combat weapons you're going to get out there. There are no external safeties on it. So when you clear leather, you're ready to go bang, bang, bang. Just something to put out there. All right. The modular design allows shooters to switch out all types of components, including the barrel and the caliber. So if you like to tinker with your weapons and try new things, the P250 may be for you. The nice thing is that this gun costs the same no matter what caliber you prefer. We recommend the 9mm for capacity reasons, which is 15 and 1 in the pipe. Retails for about $429. I've seen them cheaper than that, by the way. Let's talk about the Smith & Wesson SD40VE. Despite its very reasonable price and not so user-friendly features, this gun is getting rave reviews from budget-conscious shooters, and why not? It's a well-priced Glock clone with a crisp trigger pull and unstoppable reliability. There's nothing fancy or flashy about the SD-VE lineup. These pistols have the standard polymer frame, middle-of-the-road magazine capacities, 14 and 1 for the 40 caliber, and they've got the silver and black finish Smith & Wesson has been turning out for years. The takedown lever is kind of hard to work with, too. But all that fades away when you start shooting. Suddenly, you start wondering why you'd even need to pay more than $379. Again, retail is $379. That's a good price, guys. Let's talk about the Carr CW9. Carr's products are extremely popular among the concealed carry crowd for a number of reasons. Most have to do with reliability, design, and, of course, the ease of carry. Their weapons are also really snappy to shoot with top-notch sights, magazines, and an offset barrel that better aligns the shooter's hand with the bore. Since concealed carry isn't our primary concern here, we went for the CW9 over the lighter and more compact CM9 version. One reason for this, simply that larger guns are easier and more comfortable to shoot for most people. Still, this is by no means a large handgun. The CW9's low magazine capacity will attest to that. That's 8 and 1 in the pipe for a 9mm. Retail is $399. Let's talk about the Ruger SR40. Two of the most important factors in most firearm purchases are value and quality. Ruger has consistently made rugged, reliable firearms that any and every marksman can afford. The SR40 fits right in with the rest of Ruger's highly respected arsenal. Like almost every other pistol on this list, excluding the Glock, the SR40 is heavily inspired by the Glock's polymer frame design with a few of its own improvements. The SR40 comes with two 15-round magazines, an ambidextrous magazine release, and a rail for lights and tactical appliances. Plus, Rugers are entirely, what? American-made. That's right. Retail, $500. Let's talk about the Taurus PT-111 40 caliber. If bang for your buck is your number one criteria for your next handgun, it's hard to beat Taurus. Before we go any further, you need to know something. Taurus bought the semi-automatic blueprints from Colt. True story. So think about that before you start poo-pooing Taurus. Particularly the PT-111, designed for concealed carry, this gun is both lightweight and compact with a built-in accessory rail. The PT-111 also boasts a lot of safety features that we like, such as a chamber indicator, Taurus security key system for safe storage. In short, there's a keyhole on the back strap that engages a built-in trigger lock. The feel and operations of the PT-111 is extremely Glock-like. In fact, if you go into many gun stores these days to buy a Glock, the sales associate will probably show you a Taurus for comparison, especially if they get the sense that price is an issue. With a 10 and 1 capacity and extremely high marks for reliability and shooting enjoyment, the PT-111 is a steal for under $300. It retails for about $289. Next, let's talk about the Walther CCP 9mm. Any good James Bond fan is highly familiar with the Walther name. While this weapon is a far cry from the old tried and true PPK, it's much more advanced, you get the benefit of the Walther name at a very reasonable price. Walther has built its reputation on rock-solid reliability and a compact package. The CCP 9mm fits that criteria quite well, though the same can be said of many of the other guns on this list. Built for concealed carry, CCP does stand for concealed carry pistol, by the way. That's Walther CCP. This Walther is perfect for discreet carrying, yet the grips are large enough for comfortable shooting, unlike many compact pistols. It comes standard with a standard Picatinny rail for accessories. One byproduct of the CCP's small size is, of course, its fairly low single-stack magazine capacity, 8 rounds. Retail, $450. Yeah? That rounds out the list there. Now, there are some of you out there. What do I want to do here with this? Hold on. We're not done with this show. Let's talk about... Yes. Some of you, we need to talk about something else. Let's talk about the 5 home defense shotguns. Shall we, as long as we're doing this? Yeah? You guys want to do that? We'll do that. Again, the Patriot caller has put this together. And this is their top 5 shotguns for home defense under $350. In most movies, with climactic home defense scenes, the hero usually carries a semi-auto pistol or a Dirty Harry style 44 mag revolver. There are 2 reasons for this. 1, Hollywood movie producers know next to nothing about guns, and 2, these shootout scenes wouldn't last nearly as long if the hero was armed with a pump shotgun. To drag a shootout scene out for maximum cinematic effect, many shots must be fired and the vast majority of them need to be misses. If you know much about firearms, you can probably guess where we're headed. Now, why the 12-gauge pump is the ideal home defense weapon? No assailant, no matter how skilled in martial arts, can evade a shotgun blast. It doesn't matter if the person pulling the trigger is an 80-year-old woman and the attacker is an NFL linebacker. The result is the same. That's precisely why, if you want to own a single firearm for home protection purposes only, it should be a 12-gauge pump shotgun. Why? Number 1, point and shoot. The number one reason we recommend the 12-gauge pump as the essential must-own firearm that is in home defense situations, you're not likely to miss your target entirely. Let's face it, you need to give yourself the best possible chance, right? With a shotgun, the closer the target, the more likely you are to hit it, given the barrel length versus a snub-nosed revolver. The further away, the larger the pattern becomes. Because shotguns shoot a pattern of pellets, aka shot, rather than a single bullet, it requires significantly less precision to hit a target. In home defense scenario, the shotgun is more of a point-and-shoot weapon. On the news, we often hear about police shootouts in which dozens of bullets are fired from close range, and yet no one was injured. The outcome would be very unlikely if one of the officers was carrying a 12-gauge pump. Are the police watching too many movies? Well, let me take a time out here. We had a choice. You could carry your AR-15, you could carry your sidearm, which was mandatory, also that was also your primary weapon, and if there were a few of us that did carry the 12-gauge shotgun. So, getting back to it, with a shotgun, only a small percentage of these pellets need to hit their mark in order to subdue a threat. You don't need to be a highly skilled marksman. Of course, that's not to say that you don't need to undergo proper training to use a shotgun safely and proficiently. Number 2 is deterrence. The second reason we recommend this weapon above others is simply the sound the pump makes when a shell is loaded into the chamber. The pump action click-click sound is recognized by criminals the world over. It's an international language. So let's paint a picture from the intruder's perspective for a moment, shall we? Imagine you're a professional burglar, you've just managed to gain entry to a home, it's pitch black inside, and you believe that you have entered undetected. Then you'd hear the click-click of someone upstairs jacking a shell into the chamber. What would you do? Now, this sound alone should be enough to drive all but the most determined trespassers back through the window they just pried open. That's the beauty of the pump-action shotgun, as opposed to other designs. it has a built-in warning signal. So once you've made that sound, you'll be able to gain critical intel into the trespasser's mental state and his intentions. If the trespasser leaves quietly, you may never have to actually use violence. The threat alone was sufficient. Number three, maximum localized damage, minimal collateral. As explained above, the shotgun spread pattern makes it very effective at close range, highly capable of inflicting massive damage. Once again, it's hard to miss your target entirely. On the flip side, shotguns have a much more limited range than other firearms in a home defense scenario. This limited range has some decided advantages for your family and neighbors. Basic firearm safety requires that you always know what lies beyond your target. In the event of a home invasion, knowing what lies on the other side of the wall is not always possible. If you share a wall with a neighboring unit, this becomes an even greater liability. So unlike a bullet from a rifle or pistol, a shotgun blast releases a cluster of small projectiles that have less mass and thus less momentum to push through objects like walls. Unless, of course, you're firing the slugs. This is not to say that shotguns can't penetrate sheetrock. They're just not as likely to emerge on the other side with deadly force. So the top five, a lot of new firearms manufacturers have made it to the market in the last few years, but we like to stick with the tried and true favorites. Each of these shotguns can be had for well under $350. We spotted two of these models on sale for under $300 at a local sporting goods store just the other day, and I bet you it wasn't those morons from Dick's Sporting Goods. So the first one we're going to talk about, of course, if you know your shotguns, you know what the first one we're talking about, the Remington 870. The Remington 870 is one of America's classic shotguns. It's been used by law enforcement, border patrol, and the military for decades. That's a testament to the strength of its design. The Remington 870 has earned a reputation as a weapon that is easy to use, extremely reliable, and virtually never fails. The 870 comes decked out in a variety of styles and finishes, with short stocks and pistol grip configurations available. The sporting stock pictured nearby is not necessarily ideal for home defense, but this configuration is highly affordable. Next, let's talk about the Mossberg 500 home defense. True to its name, the Mossberg home defense shotgun is completely decked to for one application. The gun comes in matte finish with tactical grips, and some models even have a gnarly looking flash suppressor. It looks scary. It's black. In fact, the suppressor itself is equipped with teeth, allowing the gun to be used as a stabbing weapon in case you run out of shells. No, it's not. My shotgun has that flash suppressor. It's more as a door opener, so to speak. And oh, by the way, the Mossberg's home defense shotgun holds 6 shells plus 1 in the chamber, so it's not likely you'll run out of ammo. Some may consider this overkill, especially because even though they improve the home defense capabilities of the shotgun, each of these upgrades hinders the home defense shotgun in other applications. In other words, this is not a home defense weapon that doubles as a bird gun. Let's talk about the Winchester Super X Pump Defender. With a matte finish and relatively short barrel design to throw a wide pattern of shot, the Defender is an excellent home defense option, but can also be used with buckshot or slugs for hunting. We mention that simply because a gun that's well suited to hunting and home defense is a bit of a survivalist double whammy. Plus, you're a heck of a lot more likely to use a hunting shotgun. Hopefully you'll never need it to use to defend your home. For the price, you really can't go wrong with this Winchester model. It's not quite as versatile as the Remington 870, though it's slightly better suited for home defense than a Remington's base model. Number 5, the H&R Pardner Tactical Shotgun. If value is your primary criteria, then the Pardner is made with you in mind. That is not to say that it's cheap, just that at a price of under $200, this gun is, well, quite inexpensive. That's the most definitive feature the Pardner offers, yet a very compelling one nonetheless. The 12-gauge comes in the typical black synthetic scheme that we've come to associate with, you know, tactical weapons. Like others on those lists, it's on the short side of the spectrum, featuring an 8.5-inch barrel. It's got swivel studs in case you want to add a sling. I did that with my shotgun, by the way. I put a sling on it. Unlike others on this list, the Pardner Tactical is drilled and tapped for scope mounts, a bonus that we're not real sure we'd ever take advantage of. Perhaps someone would want to equip their Pardner with a red dot for tactical use. If they really wanted to get maximum use out of the shotgun, you could also mount a low magnification scope for hunting. And the last one, the TriStar Cobra Tactical. You remember a while ago I did mention something that if manufacturers want to sell stuff to men and to survivalists and preppers and patriots, whatever the product is, they just add the word tactical in there. Well, there you go. Anyways, first things first, this weapon is manufactured in Turkey, which will cause some to question its quality and design. TriStar isn't a household name in firearms, which means a weapon like this has to succeed on its merits alone. Luckily, the stripped-down version of the Tactical Cobra, $400, has many. Most notable, the Cobra Tactical has a short 18.5-inch barrel for operating in tight quarters. That doesn't make it great all-around shotgun, but it does enhance its capabilities from a tactical perspective. Also, this 12-gauge pump features a spring-mounted fore-end for speedier reloading. Simply jack the pump backward, compressing the spring, and the force created will automatically propel another shell into the chamber and close the action. Now, many shooters like to be able to leave the action open, especially at the range, so luckily the spring can be easily removed. Other notables include a Picatinny rail, swivel studs, and removable chokes, as if you're going to take this to shoot a 5-stand. We may joke about the bonus features, but the truth is this gun is very well appointed for a tactical shotgun under $400. The verdict is this. Unfortunately, guns have no reliable non-lethal settings. Firearms are a last resort in a conflict scenario, and their use falls entirely under your personal rules of engagement. Every gun owner must think long and hard about the scenarios for which they may have to resort to deadly force. Still, if you were to find yourself in one of these situations, any one of these three 12-gauge pump shotguns would put you at a great advantage over an intruder. What do you think? Yeah? Good? Do you like? Good show? Yes? Well, I thought it was good, and I wanted to share it with you. I did. So, here we go. That's what I have to tell you. I told you we're going to do a gun show sometime. We'll talk more about weapons and firearms and stuff. But I thought it'd be nice to go ahead and start it now. Just something to get you thinking about it. All right. That'll do it for the Jeffers Brief. I'm John Jeffers, your host, founder, and executive producer here at the Contra Radio Network. Saying to my prepper and patriot friends, stay safe, stay alert, and stay vigilant. I'm John Jeffers. Thank you, and good night.